Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, can the Lions get this done without Gator? A bus accident, food poisoning, or as you like to say...
bad cheese.
All right, here's the to-do list to beat the Rams. Let's start with this. Quick start. You know how it is in Ford Field. Everybody walks into Ford Field with this attitude. 100% of the people. Well, I'm here because I already bought the ticket.
Well,
right?
At this point,
that's how you walk into Ford Field. But as the game goes on, we've seen the dynamic play itself out. There gets to be some life in that building, right? It becomes a tough place to play.
That's right.
Happened against Carolina. If Detroit can get the fans involved, it is a loud stadium. So I think a quick start, first score. Let's go ahead and say first two scores, a few stops, and I think you can get the fans involved. So I think it is of paramount importance. Because if the Rams score first, building's going to be dead. Here we go again. And you want to just go to...
I don't think you worry
Hockey
about
Town Cafe.
I don't think you can control if the Rams are going to score first. It's make sure the Rams don't score first, second, and third.
Well, I'm just saying, I think the Lions have to get off to a quick start and probably lead the game after a quarter. All right, Ziggy. Didn't we hear a report that Ziggy was as healthy now as he's ever been?
Yeah, full practice for the first time.
Okay, right? Get to Jared Goff. Get a sack fumble. Force him to get the ball quicker than he wants. Jared Goff's passer rating this year is 113.5. His passer rating when he's under pressure is 79.1. Now, everybody struggles more under pressure. I mean, that goes without saying. But they got to get the 79.1 Jared Goff and not the 113.5 Jared Goff. So if Ziggy is healthy, hey, I don't know if you know this, Ezekiel, but you're in a contract year and you haven't done much to impress your next potential employer, whoever that might be. So Ziggy has got to get to Jared Goff and make his life difficult. And third, find an interception for God's sake somewhere. The Lions have four of them, and they got a couple of decent defensive backs. But, I mean, only four is a pathetic total for a team with Darius Slay. And I know that there are other guys they throw away from them. They obviously pick on everybody else. But the four interceptions, they had many of those same guys to pick on last year. And the Lions were much better. You know how many interceptions they had last year? They had 19.
It's a lot.
They have four this year.
That's not a lot.
And it's, again, many of the same people. So...
Goff has only thrown six all year.
I know, but that goes back to Ziggy. Interceptions are oftentimes a production of pass rush. So those are the checklist, to-do list things, of which I can't say I expect much. I don't expect this to happen. It's not unheard of for Ziggy to live in someone's backfield. Let me even go so far as to say late in the season, because that's when he did it last year. And if he truly is healthy, if you connect the dots and try and get creative and find a way to win, and that's what I'm doing, without saying something absurd like Theo Riddick rushes for 290 yards, this is the way to get it done.
Well, I'll agree that scoring early is of paramount importance, or maybe in addition to that, stopping the Rams from scoring early. Eventually, the Rams are going to score. I think... you have to be able to run the football and dink and dunk your way the entire game. Don't worry about taking shots downfield. This game is going to be, if you want to have a shot in this one, to me it's about time of possession and just making that clock tick, 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 tick away. The Rams rush defense, not very good. They allow over 5 yards a game, 5 yards per carry.
God, I wish Kerryon was playing.
I know, I do too. And I think they'd have a legitimate shot of, well, what's legitimate? 10% chance if he were playing. But the Rams rush defense is nothing to write home about. Over 5 yards a carry, almost 120 yards a game. They need to control the ball and need to control the clock. The Lions rush defense, needs to be as robust as they've been the last three games, where they've given up less than 50 yards a game in those three games. Frustrate the Rams to the point where they start pointing fingers at each other. You know how I feel about pointing fingers, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
It's rude. It's impolite.
He does. Well, I've occasionally pointed at Gator and forgot, and you just don't point at me.
So get them to the point where they stop being polite and things start to get real. Do that. Otherwise, here's some other suggestions I have. Surprise everybody and shift the game outdoors. Listen.
This is a bus accident, bad cheese suggestion. Come on.
I got rid of some of that stuff. Weather is the great equalizer in when it comes to football. We saw it last week, Washington State. Great equalizer. Weather comes in, Washington State can't throw the ball anymore. Sunday, though it's supposed to be like 51, it's also supposed to rain. Yeah, slick football. Not so easy there. How do you like that?
What are you doing?
You can insist that Jared Goff cannot play until he legally adds an L to his last name. Now, he can still pronounce it as Goff, but the paperwork alone could delay his entry in the game, thus making sure that Sean Mannion is the quarterback in this one.
You're doing the exact opposite of what we're trying to get the people to do.
Doug, you can pepper Ndamukong Suh with questions about his traditional Thanksgiving feast, racing his souped-up Chevelle, his practice of stomping, schnutting, shoving and slapping quarterbacks, and of course, ask him about the best defensive tackle in the league, Aaron Donald. Or you can do this, Doug. You can put the Hans and Franz videos on the Jumbotron to make fun of the Gurley men to the point where Todd Gurley actually cries. Bullying is only acceptable in this form. These are ways you can do it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.